Do these animals deserve the same protections given to other species? Or should they just be left to die?
These creatures were here before us. And if we're not careful, they're gonna be here after. You know me.
And that was a clip from Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. And you had an opportunity to see this, Ron.
I did, Scott. And this is pure popcorn movie. That's what we like to say in the summertime. You know, don't have to think an awful lot about a movie like this. You enjoy the big screen spectacle of dinosaurs that look real. And they spent $170 million making this movie. So it looks pretty good. And Scott, I remember back in the first Jurassic Park in 93 and just being mesmerized by how real the effects had gotten to the point where those dinosaurs look so real. So this is more of the same. Although this time, Scott, since we've left the dinosaurs, the volcano is erupting and all of the dinosaurs are threatened with extinction once again. So what do us humans decide? Let's save the dinosaurs. Let's bring them back to civilization. What could go wrong with that?
Well, and then this is kind of like a Jurassic Park 2 as dinosaurs came to the States.
Yeah, and King Kong 1, 2, 3, 4, and all of the bad things that can happen. And spoiler alert, it sets up a sequel, of course, because this is going to be such a huge international hit. They'll just keep making dinosaurs. And now they're loose in California, okay?
Now, I've heard a couple of reviews that weren't totally positive on this. What was your take?
You know what? I got exactly what I expected, exactly what I wanted. These movies are critic-proof for the most part because, yes, critics love to say, we've seen it all before, and they didn't go in any new direction. Well, audiences want more of the same, just maybe a little different look to it. You know, they want Chris Pratt back. They want Bryce Dallas Howard back. They want Jeff Goldblum again, right? And cool dinosaurs chasing people around. And if the bad guy gets eaten by a dinosaur, that's awesome.
Well, now you mentioned Jeff Goldblum. Is his role pretty prominent in this film?
Not at all.
He was in the original Jurassic Park.
Yes, and he's espousing his theories on, you know, nature will do its thing. And you know, he's got an interesting monologue at the beginning and the end of the movie, but it's not in the middle part of the movie at all. That's Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard's spot. And they brought in a couple extra characters that were interesting and fun. One young female sort of veterinarian type or doctor. She gets a lot of great lines in this thing. And Blue, the velociraptor that Chris Pratt trained in the first or in the last Jurassic World movie, it features prominently again. So there's a lot to like about Jurassic World.
Now, you also have a one-time reshowing of Logan. It's called the Noir Edition. Logan, the Hugh Jackman Wolverine film from last year.
That thing's got life and legs now, 2 years after its release. I think it's been 2 years or a year and a half. I mean, it wasn't last year. It was 17, I'm sure. But anyway, this is the black and white version. And I'm pretty sure this is a director's cut, too. So you'll get a totally different look at Logan in this noir version. Black and white, extra footage. And it's one of the most highly acclaimed of these kinds of movies, the X-Men movies, all the Logan movies. People loved this version, and it was really very R, but cool movie.
All right, and that's just one night? Which night?
One night, Wednesday, June 27, at Celebration North. It's also playing at our Portage, Lansing, and Mount Pleasant theaters as well. So, yeah, one night, details, of course, at celebrationcinema.com. And, of course, Scott, this summertime, it's Getty drive-in season. If you've never been to a drive-in movie or it's been a while, just you can wander over to the Muskegon area. We have four screens at the Getty there. Jurassic World is playing with Pacific Rim, so there's your creature feature, right? For families, we've got Incredibles 2 with Wrinkle in Time, Tag with Deadpool 2, a couple of R-rated comedies, and then Ocean's 8 with Life of the Party. So check out a drive-in movie if you get a chance.
Now, you mentioned Incredibles 2. That's number one at the box office. Is that going to be staying there, or is it possible that Jurassic World will take it?
Jurassic World will be number one this weekend. The question is, Scott, will we, for the first time in the history of our business, have two movies gross over $100 million on a weekend? That's never happened before. And it's only happened two other times where consecutive weeks, $100 million movies have opened back to back. So it'll be interesting to see how this works out. And Jurassic World, Scott, has already grossed over $450 million worldwide box office. Number one in China broke the record there. And so they're looking for a big weekend in the States now.
Still in the top 10, Avengers Infinity War, also Deadpool 2 and Solo, A Star Wars Story. So what's coming up? Is there anything that's going to change the landscape in the next week or two?
No, I don't. Ant-Man and the Wasp is another Marvel title from Disney. So that's the next big movie. Next week, we get Sicario 2, which the first movie was a big hit. They decided to make another one. Uncle Drew is also opening next week, a basketball movie comedy with Kyrie Irving playing a bearded older man, school in the playground, kids in basketball. Another Purge movie comes out actually on the 4th of July, but there'll be a number of big movies coming, another Mamma Mia in July, another Mission Impossible. So still summer's still cranking along.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
See you at the movies.